You're on the bright side of the road anytime you've tuned in to Rosie on the House. Welcome back, y'all. Here with Tony, owner of Temperature Control, Rosie Certified Air Conditioning and Heating Contractor down in Tucson, servicing all of Pima County as well as Oro Valley. Or there's a little line right there that drops up into Pinal County. You'll run up there and take care of them, I assume.
Yep.
Well. Talk about what you're doing for the Rosie on the House listeners. Then I want to go to the question for the woman that couldn't hold on about converting from a gas furnace to a heat pump. But first, the temperature control offer to the Rosie on the House listeners.
So right now we're doing for all Rosie listeners, we're going to go ahead and do the Check Me Efficiency Test at no charge and the Duct Blast or the Ductwork Check at no charge.
Okay, and those are ordinarily costing the homeowner how much?
$94.50 a piece.
$94.50 a piece, and you're doing both for free?
Both for free during for Rosie customers. And prepare yourself, though. It is a two-hour test. It's not a 20- or 30-minute test. So when you're home and you book the appointment, make sure you allow us 2 hours to do that.
And how are they going to book that appointment?
They're going to call our number at 520-544-5665, and they'll book the appointment with them.
Temperature Control, the number one more time?
520-544-5665.
$200 worth of diagnostic time and equipment with a licensed, proven, tested, educated technician with, I don't know, probably what, $10,000 worth of equipment in the truck?
At least.
So you're going to have that trained technician with that much equipment at your house for 2 hours absolutely free. Give the number one more time.
The number is 520-544-5665.
Okay, and for Sue, who called and couldn't hold on, but she's considering converting from a gas heat system. I don't know if it was a gas pack. I don't know if it was a split system, but she's considering going from gas to a heat pump. What's your recommendation? I know what mine would be.
So it doesn't make much sense to flip from a gas system to a heat pump unless you're going to go all solar or if you have propane for your gas. But if you're using natural gas to heat your house, it's much cheaper than using electricity to heat your house.
I think people used to a gas furnace in those cold, wet Tucson mornings in January when they have the thermostat set at 76 and the temperature coming out of the supply registers will be what?
For a gas furnace, it's 70 degrees hotter. So if they have it at 76, 157 degrees.
It's coming out the register. You feel that warm little blow across the back of your neck while you're sipping your coffee and reading your newspaper.
Right, or we turn it on right when we get out of the shower to warm the house up a little bit.
Exactly. And people with a gas unit get used to that variability.
Absolutely.
You go to a heat pump, and what's the temperature going to be coming out of the register?
20 degrees hotter, and you cannot turn it off and turn it back on.
And in many times, that 20 degrees hotter than what you have it set is below your body temperature, so the breeze you feel feels cold.
Sure, if the house is 65 degrees and you got 85 degree temperature out of your registers, it's not going to feel warm.
So I would tell anyone used to gas heat to think long and hard before they would convert to a heat pump.
Yeah, typically we don't recommend converting to heat pump, like I say, unless they have propane or if they're going to go to full solar panel system.
Okay. And real quick, we'll try and take Brian calling from Goodyear. Good morning, Brian. What are you trying to solve in the way of air conditioning or heating at your house? You're here with Tony Bohart of Temperature Control from Tucson.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a garage that's really hot, so I insulated the garage door, and I had insulation blown above the attic. And I thought that would help out quite a bit, but the few hot days we've had, it's still really hot in there. I had two fans that are on the south side of the garage where the sun penetrates on it all day, or I guess those vents are there for the water heater, gas water heater. And I was wondering, I think that heat's coming in from there. Is there anything I could do around those vents to stop that hot air from coming in?
We're fighting hot garages all the time. But go ahead with your thoughts on that water heater.
So you definitely can't plug those. That's your high and low combustion. They're there to release the high and low combustion gas. So
Brian, that's very dangerous. Do not plug those vents.
Do not do that.
Yeah. Now, we talk about cooling garages all the time. I've been mounting evap coolers to my clients whose homes I build and remodel. I've been mounting evap coolers to garages for 15 years. And once people get used to that, pulling in their garage, it's comfortable. The wear and tear is not so bad. The hoses, the weather seals, the weather stripping on the car aren't just deteriorating.
But I tell you what, I've quit putting evap coolers on garages, and I've gone with mini splits.
Mini splits work much better in garages.
I mean, you're talking SEER ratings because they don't go through ductwork. You got SEER ratings in the 30s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It cost me less to air condition my garage than it did to evap cool it.
Of course, because the mini splits don't use hardly any energy to run.
Now, we're seeing these mini splits go whole house. What I don't understand is when you whole house mini split, what are you doing for air quality?
There's not much. They don't really make an upgraded filter with mini splits, so you just have that little screen filter. There is a scrubber out that they're using now, but it's still not big enough to make any changes.
But a great application for cooling a garage, mini split. I think people would be surprised how low it costs to cool your garage. We've got to give the offer one more time. We're running right up against the clock. What are you doing for our listeners in Pima County?
So we're waiving the check me amount. So we'll come out, do the whole evaluation for your ductwork as well as your air conditioning system at no charge to you.
Okay, that's two checks, $94 a piece. We're talking about saving over $180 by calling Temperature Control of Tucson. Tony, thanks for coming up. We appreciate it. In the next hour, we're talking about the hazards and the warnings I need to tell you about as it regards to buying flip homes. I may just get on the topic of HGTV as well.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.